There is no chiddush when you talk about the hasmod of Gedolei Yisrael when it comes to learning Torah. Torah hasmod is something that you can find even today. It's not something that you have to go back hundreds of years to talk about Gedolei Yisrael. They were tremendous masmidim. I remember hearing, I was just going to mention one thing in Parabot HaSatoira, regarding Rav Bruce, which it was a particular, you might remember, the very, very great snowstorm in New York City, and everything was immobilized. No cars, no buses. And Rav Bruce is a Rosh Hashivim based at Talmud. He says he's going to deliver this year. And his family said to him, deliver this year? How do you get there? Certainly you can't walk, it's not shy to walk. There's no taxi, there's no bus. Hi, he said, I'm going. What do you think he did? He called Hatzolah to take him. He said, very poshut, he said. What's Hatzolah for? Hatzolah is for Hatzolah's nefashis, for Kuach Nefesh. So he said, the day without Limud HaTorah, a day without Rabbosis HaTorah, is any greater? Is any greater for Kuach Nefesh and Hatzolah's nefashis for that? Literally, that's what he did. A man followed the mensch. Alright, so let me tell you something. So going with, talking about Rav Chaim Volozhin, there is a family tradition from the Einik Club that have a Messiah regarding that once they were traveling, him and his brother. His brother was also a Goyin HaGoyin and Rav Zalmele Volozhin. And something happened in the middle of the way. There must have been some sort of a pothole. And the wagon turned over. The wagon turned over and both of them fell out. And as a result, Rav Chaim, they say, broke a bone. As a result of the fall, falling out of the wagon, and Rav Chaim fainted. Rav Zalman, on the other hand, did not faint, but the Maitse cried out very, very bitterly, and which appeared to be from pain. That's why he was crying. The people there who happened to notice it were very, very shocked to see the tremendous accident that happened. Here you have Rav Chaim Volozhin, here he faints, and Rav Zalman, I can hear his crying, and so on. But it was a half of a teller. That as soon as Reb Chaim, as he came to, you know, from the fainting, he says, Zalmel, he says, are you okay? Are you alive? In other words, he fainted because he was worried about his brother. There's nothing about himself. Mesal Hasheni, he says, why did Reb Zalman cry? It was not because of his own pain. Reb Zalman knew the tremendous hasmoda of Reb Chaim. Well, there's a Mishnah. There's the family tradition. The Mishnah we all know. Mishnah says in others, Hamhala Baderek. Somebody you hate was walking on the road. And the Shoinen is learning. What does the Mishnah say? Umafsik me Mishnosoi. And there's a break in his learning. Why? Because he's Mafsik, he says, Ma noi ilan zeh. He observed the scenery, right? So maybe it's Masir Das from learning Ma noi ilan zeh. So what does the Mishnah say? There's a terrible Einish for that. Mishchai ben Afshoi. He almost got killed over here. So Zalman says, my dear brother, is it possible that maybe you're Masir Das from learning and that's what this is what happened? That's why he was crying. To shout that my brother, like you, Reb Chaim, that you were Mafsik Mishnosei somehow, that was why he was crying. The pain that Shaykh, he said, Reb Chaim, we should be Masir Das from learning, that it's possible that almost Mishchai ben Afshoi. This is just a little bit of an indication of, regarding, again, the godless of these two Gedolei Torah. Now, usually what I want to mention now, I don't like to relate this kind of a maaseh. I'm very always, most of the time I'm very skeptical about it. And the truth is that, generally speaking, a lot of the maaseh that you read about, I'm going back years ago, there used to be various, even in Europe, thousands and thousands of maaseh. There's hundreds of maaseh of the Baal Shem Tov, hundreds of maaseh of the Reverend Meilach, hundreds of maaseh, all the various tzaddikim. It's very well known that the Satan Ruh was very skeptical about the Mises. Not because they can't be true. These great tzaddikim have the power that whatever the Mises is, that it's shy to be true. But the Mises probably never happened in many, many cases. Because the authors who wrote it were not reliable people in many, many situations. And ever the Messiahs were not very, very clear Messiahs and so on. Very skeptical of many, many Mises. Here's a particular Mises that Reb Shalom Shadron said over regarding Reb Chaim Volozhin, but what makes it authentic, because he said it over in the name of Reb Reuven Benges. Reb Reuven Benges said that he had this maaseh that was Makubal. He had this maaseh Makubal Ish Mipish. Reuven Benges was one of the Gedoyle Hador. He was one of the great Talmidim of Volozhin, by the way. That's after Reb Chaim, Makubal, in its sixth time. One of the great Talmidim of Volozhin. Reb Reuven Benges had a photographic memory. He said, it's not a thing that he didn't remember. He was a Litvisher, and he was the Gaivid. He was the Abbezin of the Eidach Reidus in Shalai. He was Nipter in 1953. Reb Reuven Benges, just to give you a little idea, was an exceptional Masamid, and he would make a Sima Shas every year. Almost sounds like, no, Reb Chaim Kinevsky also does it, so this is one of the little things already. You know. But the truth is, in addition to making Sima Shas every year, he once made a very, very special, great Sima Shas. Very great Sima Shas. They asked him, why is this Sima, a larger Sima on a larger scale? Why the celebration, he says, more publicized? Why do you invite more people? So he said, because this Sima Shas is, I was zoicha to be Mesayim Shas Meyapom Mevecha. 101 times. So I guess the Cheshem would be, sometimes he was Mesayim Shas more than once a year, because he wasn't 100 years old. And he said, this is Meir Pondecha, this is the 101st time. A previous Siyum that he had once made, they say something like 2-3 weeks later, he makes another Siyum. And he came to him and said, Rebbe, what's the other Siyum? You just made a Siyum HaShas just a few weeks ago. And Rav Reuven Benges said, he said something which is a fascinating thing. He said, this Siyum HaShas is not part of my regular Seder of learning Shas, but rather this is from a different study rotation. And that is, this study rotation took much longer to accomplish because, he said, as a Rav, I'm called to participate in many, many simchas. You have weddings, you have bar mitzvahs, you have brisen. They don't start on time. So the extra 5-10 minutes I have to wait, I started a new Seder Shas. 5 minutes here, 10 minutes here. Well, all the weddings accumulated and all the brisen accumulated, another 5 minutes, another 10 minutes. Took him 17 years to accumulate all these 5 minutes. It's only 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. Another Sima Shas. That was Reb Reuven Benges, just to give you an idea. So Reb Reuven Benges is the one who said in the Maizan Mekubal Ish Mifi Ish regarding the following incident with Reb Chaim Volozhin. It's an incredible situation. Reb Chaim Volozhin had a custom, he had a getter not to make a brocha any time if there's not anybody there to answer Amen. That was something that was makabal upon himself. It's not a chiv that you have to do it that way, but that was something that was makabal upon himself. He does not make a brocha unless there's somebody next to him to be able to answer Amen. And it's based on, by the way, it's based upon the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says that somebody who makes a brocha and there's nobody to answer Amen, the Zohar HaKadosh says it's igarta deloy psicha. Now it's like a letter that has never been opened. That means lashon the Zohar HaKadosh. So lemaisa, he had this minhag that he would not make a brocha unless there was somebody there to answer Amen. Turns out that once, very late, after Chatzos HaLaila, very late, because for some reason he became extremely thirsty. He became extremely thirsty and needed to drink some water. But Lamaisa, everybody was asleep. And Mamela, he would not wake up anybody. Listen, I have to make a brocha and throw him in. He was not going to do that. So Mamela, nothing. So you just have to sit and bear it. Nothing. Thirsty? Thirsty. So he's thirsty. So it turns out that all of a sudden somebody knocks on the door. He says, come in. And one of the bachram of the yeshiva. When the Bachan of the Yeshiva comes in, Reb Chaim is very, very happy to see him. And the Bachan said, I came in, he says, I have Psekashe, I need a pshat in the Gemara, so I'm talking learning. Late at night, the Bachan was a big master, but he's learning late at night. So he says, I have something Akashi wants to discuss a certain pshat in a Gemara. Reb Chaim, meantime, said, he made a shakel. Bachan said, Amen, I've had it. Drank, wearing the fashis, and he speaks with the Bachan, learning and so on. And he said, goodbye, very nicely, goodbye, have a good evening, good night, and so on. Chaim had a great simcha. Obviously, he saw that what he needed was to have somebody there to make a bracha, and it happened that way. He was able to make the bracha, and Mishneitzer he gave the bracha a big yashir koyach. That he gave him the opportunity. He's able to make a bracha and somebody answering Amen. The next day in the morning, next day, Chaim goes into the Beis Medrash, goes into the yeshiva, and goes up to the bracha and says, "I want to thank you again. I want to thank you again." He said that you gave me the opportunity that I can make a bracha and you're answering Amen. And the Bachar looks at Reb Chaim and says, what, me, what? I was asleep all night. I did not come to you. I did not discuss anything with you. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. And he did not have any knowledge of anything that happened that night. It was a gewaldige gepele. Reb Reuven Benges said, the way it was opgeteicht in Volozhin in that particular situation, that is, there's no question that he came to the Maskona, that being that Reb Chaim had this getter, does not make a bracha without someone answering Amen. Shemayim did not want him to have to break that getter under any reason. They sent down a shliach min Shemayim, whether it was Eliyahu HaNavi or whether it was anybody else, and the person, the shliach that was sent down min Shemayim, right? Was dressed up looking like this bacher. Was dressed up looking like this bacher. He gave that appearance that this is what it was. And that's all it was. So Reuven Ben Yosef said, but we can see another aspect of the Maaseh. The fact that Shemaim chose that this should be the bacher that looks like the shliach, it means that bacher must have been a gewaldige bacher also. For all the Talmid HaYeshiva, the Shliach Melech Shemaim came dressed up looking like this bacher, you can remember that that bacher also wasn't something, somebody that's just so posh. So Mela Kuponim, so this is another just incident of the realizing the godless and the greatness that we're talking about here, of Ruach Chaim Elohim. So we go now to the Ruach Chaim. And again, the edition that I have, right where we're starting, it's actually Hemshich, is separate. Different editions have different paragraphs where the ending and the beginning of your paragraph. So by you, it's going to be sort of like in the middle of the paragraph. It's on Daf Yud Zayin, the last three lines. I say, by me, it's already a new paragraph. In your editions, it's the last three lines of a paragraph. Daf Yud Zayin, look at the last line, Vizehu. You find it. The last three lines on Daf Yud Zayin, Vizehu. All right? Three lines from the bottom. Chaim is basically being mamshir, what was mentioned before, that as great as malochim are, however, the neshama of a human being comes from a mokim which is gevoya mal gevoya, comes from a much higher place. And therefore, the neshama of a yid is at a much higher level than any malach can ever imagine to be. So he goes on further and he says, v'zehu kemoy shedas ha-mukubolim ha-rishoyim. This is basically, as already has been established by the early Mekubalim, Chekola Malochim Tzrichin Hashpoa Meho Odom. It goes even more than that. That the Malochim themselves, in order that they should be able, right, to receive Hashpoa Kedusha, from where do they get it? They get it from man. From the Avodas Hashem of a human being. The Malochim themselves, they get their nourishment, they get their spiritual nourishment from whom? From Odom. And Vimo Odom Mekalkal Chaz Visholim. And if man, Lamaisa, does not do the right thing, he's mekalkel. And he does things that are wrong, he does destructive things. If a man does destructive things, he's not only for himself. The malachim themselves become damaged. In other words, the madreig of the malachim is something which we had already also years ago in the Nefesh HaChayim. The madreig of the malachim is totally in man. If man is on a higher level, the malachim themselves are also on a higher level. And if man is on a lower level, because he behaves in a lowly fashion, the malachim also, he drags the malachim down. Because the malachim, basically, they receive the hashpoa Noho Odom. And that's another way that some of Parshim explain, by the way, just a gavurche, that we say in the davening in Ansana Toikif, in the Piyut, in Rosh Hashanah, so we say that umalachim yechofezum, right? The chilo ro'odo yechezum. The malachim also, they titter. The malachim also tremble. And the kashrut, many ask, where are the malachim trembling? Right? They, first of all, they don't have a bechira, they don't sin. They basically do what they have to do for whatever shlichas they were sent to do. So what the idea of the Yoyim Adin is on the Malachim. First of all, Malachim are not being judged. Mankind is being judged. The world is being judged. The Malachim are being judged. So the Zerif Shad is this. Malachim Yechofezim is why? Ki loy yiskul lefanecho badin. Meaning is, because if man is not zoyche badin, they are dragged down. That's the Malachim Yechofezim. Ki loy yiskul lefanecho badin. Because they're, right? They're madrege. And their station, wherever they are, is all the, whether oil of the Yoyred, all depends on man. So when the Yoyim Adin, they are afraid what the Yoyim Adin is going to pass him regarding the Madregas of Adam, this particular person, this particular Doyer, this particular generation, and so on and so forth, that really would have an effect on them also, invariably. So Malochim Bechafezim. Lochain, therefore, says the Ruach Chaim further, Beis HaKurban, certainly at the time of the Korban, you can imagine, Yidden had to be quite on a low Madrega. Otherwise, the Kurban could not have happened. So therefore, Beis HaKurban, Shehoyu Yisrael Rishoyim, doesn't mean all of them, of course, were many Yidden, unfortunately Rishoyim. So Pogmu Gambohem, it caused damage to the Malachim as well. And that explains, says Reb Chaim, therefore the Novi says, Lachen Ksiv, Malachi Sholoim Mar Yivkoin at the time of the Kurban. The Malachim of peace, they cried bitterly. What are they crying about? Well, now, question, you could say they're crying on the source of the Eden. But somehow you would say they're crying on the source of the Eden, really? I mean, they have a heart of Rachmanis, and what's the idea they're crying on the source of the Eden? What's Pshat is, because they're crying for their own faith. Reb Chaim and Pshat is, because Bishat HaKurban, when the Klal showed themselves, how do you read it? Their behavior, how do you read on the Malachim themselves? To that, the Malachim, Sholem, Mar, they're crying bitterly. They saw how lowly, how dragged down, and they have now become distant. from HaKadosh Baruch Hu themselves due to the behavior of man. Therefore, the Hechrech, so therefore, going back to the original thought, remember we pointed out, as he pointed out from the Gemara, that the Malachim would say Kadosh, 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 they are not able to say Kedusha, to say Shira, until man says first. The Malachim have to wait until man says Shira. It's only after man says Shira, then only can the Malachim say Shira. And Rav Chaim goes on to explain, we can now understand it. Why? Because the Madrega, the Malachim, really is injected, their Madrega is totally in man. So look what happens now. So the sequence, he says, of events is as follows. Yin say Shira. So not just that Yin are saying Shira before the Malachim. Well, Yin say Shira, so that Shira that was generated, the Koyach HaKedusha that was generated, they receive, their Makabal HaShpoah, the Malachim again, they become enhanced by the Avodah Sodom. The Malachim become enhanced by the Avodah Sodom. So a man says Shira, so now they are Makabal HaShpoah from man. To be able to say Shira. So in other words, so the Avodas Adam enables the Malachim. That's the Medin Kedima hierarchy. Who should be first? It's more than that. Man has to be first in order to give the Malachim the ability. Man has to be first, not just because he's more Choshev. Okay, let him go first and you're second. Much more than that. Man is first because by him saying Shira, so therefore man generates the Koyach of Ashpoah, that the Malachim are Mekabel and Koyach Veshefa, to be able to say, also to say Shira. So Chaim tells us now, and this is a new pshat, those that you say, you know, in the Nusach Hashkes, Nekadish Yeshim Chaboylum. Okay? Because the simple translation, Loshin Kodesh, let's translate it. We say the following, Nekadish Yeshim Chaboylum, okay? Watch it. What is the Yid saying? Nekadish, right? Let us be Mekadish, right? Nekadish. Right? We're talking about let us do now. Right? Nekadish Yeshim Chaboylum. Let us be Mekadosh, let us sanctify your name. Kishem Shemagdishim Oysa Bishmei Moran. What it means is, we are comparing ourselves to the Malachim, which means the Malachim are higher, right? Means the Malachim are better, right? Again, Mekadoshim Chaboylam, we say, Kosh Baruch Hu, let us sanctify your name in the same way that the Malachim. It means that we need to compare ourselves to the Malachim. That we're saying, Halavai, we should be able to do it like the Malachim. That's simple pshat, right? Mekadoshim Chaboylam, let us sanctify your name like they do. In other words, it's a good thing. We want to be like them. But Rav Chaim kept saying the other way around. That man is on a higher level. So what does it mean? The Kaddish Yeshem going to Kishem like they do. Do we need to come? It's the other way around. The Malachim need from us. So what does it mean? The Kaddish Yeshem going to Kishem? So Rav Chaim, the Pshat is not like that. The Kaddish Yeshem going to Boilam Kishem Shemagdishim. We say Kishem like they, like the Malachim. The Eina Kavonel is Damis Lohem. The Kavon is not, as the simple white meaning suggests. The Kavon is not that we want to be Madam ourselves, we want to compare ourselves, Kishem Shehe Magdishim. Right? But rather, he says, right, which means to say is, Avohem Ba'atzimo Magdishim Rishoino. Simple meaning is, the Malachim are doing it first, so now we say, Rabbi Yishoim, let us do it the way they're doing it. The implication would be that they're doing it first, right? The implication is that they're doing it first, so we say, Rabbi Yishoim, now let us do it the way they do it. Meaning that they did it first. It's not true, says Reb Chaim. Achrot Salayim, no. But Oysarega, the truth is we do it first. But in Shemayim, you know, there's no such thing as time. So the moment that we do it, Mamish at the same time the Malachim do it. Because they receive the Koyach Hashpoah from us. So it's Mamish Boysarega. Achrot Salayim, what it means the following. But Oysarega, Mamish in that moment, She'onu Magdishim, the moment that we are saying Kedusha, that we are sanctifying our Kedusha Baruch's name, Miss Oyer Lahem, the same moment, they receive a koyach, umagdishim gam kei ke'echot. So it's sort of like almost simultaneously. Simultaneously. They are doing it almost at the same time as we, come out at the same time. And therefore we say, shikishem shemagdishim rotzolem ebrega hazois. Brega hazois. Kishem shemagdishim. We are doing it in the same way that they're going to do it right now. The same way that they're going to do it right now together with us. Okay? And also similar to that, Kishodom Poigim Bidover Kotten, when a person, right, is Poigim, he does something damaging in the area of Kedusha, in the area of Torah Mitzvahs. When a person is Poigim, he does something damaging, even a Dover Kotten, Nagia Gam Lohem Apagam. In other words, Chaim says, don't think it's only when you're doing a big Aveira, right, when you're doing a great indiscretion, only then it has effect on the Malachim. But the little things, you know, no, no. it's much that the connection between the Madrega, the Malachim, to man is much on every little thing. It's such a gewaltig connection, such an extreme connection, that the Malachim are dependent on us, that even if we do a pagam cotton, says Reb Chaim, even that also, it doesn't go unnoticed. But also, Magi Elohim, pagam, they also get the same, they get the same pagam. So now, Vimkein, Olam HaSholei, a person with another mashalei, person basically whose life is bishleimus, a person who reaches perfection as much as shy for an Adam to reach perfection. Here's the description of another mashalei. The other mashalei basically is like a tree, hanetua lemalo, a tree that is planted in heaven, and the branches come down. Benoifa yoyred lemato hu haguf. The branches are the goof. In other words, what the B'chaim is saying, very big kisser. B'chaim is saying, man is like a tree, but in the opposite direction. Man is like a tree, but in the opposite direction. A tree on this world, the tree is rooted in the ground, the branches go upward, right? The trunk goes upward, right? On this world, a tree is planted on the ground, and the branches upward. Man is the opposite. Man is rooted in Shamayim. Your other mates I saw that man is also doing it to a tree, right? So says the Pasuk, right, in Parsha Shoftim. For other mates I saw that. Man is also like a tree. But however, he's a tree, totally a spiritual tree. Instead of being planted and rooted in the ground like a regular tree, man is rooted in Shamayim. And the chelik that comes down, that's the goof. The branches come down. What comes down? That's the goof, the chelik goof that comes down to this world. But where is the Shayrish Adam? Shayrish Adam is not here. The Shayrish Adam, the root of the tree called man, the root of the tree called man is in Shamayim. So man, instead of saying that man, his feet are firmly planted in the ground, they say he's firmly planted in Shemayim, really. That's where man is. He's firmly planted in Shemayim. That's where he is. Again, the other Masholim is like an Ilan Hanetuya Lamailo. It's like a tree that's planted above. The Noifa Yoyrit Lamata. And the branches of that tree come down. What's the branches of the tree? Man, what are the branches of the man? That's the goof. However, Umedubek Bishar Shemayim. But the goof of man, right? The goof of man, although it appears, right, there's millions of miles, right? From this earth, right, to the Shemayim, he's always connected to Shayrish. He's always connected to Shayrish. Umedubig bishar shemayoy. The body of man, even though it's down here, but nevertheless, we're talking about an Odom HaSholem. The Odom HaSholem is so connected to the Shayrish, which is his Neshama, Achekematu Kard LeNevuah. That almost, he's almost right there. He's almost like a prophet. Why? He says, Ad Eitzof Baruch Hu. Because Mamish is connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The truth is, the Neshama is a shtickle of the Rabbi Nishlel. The Neshama is not something that Kodesh Baruch Hu created. I'm going to create a Neshama to give life to man. But Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Neshama of a person, is like Kodesh Baruch Hu saying, I'm giving a piece of myself into man. Why? How does the Zohar Kodesh say? Because he said, Vayipach Ba'afov Nishmas Chaim, Kodesh Baruch Hu blew the Neshama in man's nostrils. So what does the Zohar say? Man de nofach mitoichenoch. When you blow, you're blowing what comes from inside. Right? When you blow, where's it coming from? The air comes from inside. Man de nofach mitoichenoch. If it says that Kodesh Baruch Hu vayipach, it says that Kodesh Baruch Hu blew, he blew from his essence. So what it means is, man has a shtick Rabbi Yishloim in him. When you say that man has a neshama, don't just think of a neshama being something great. It's much more than that. Man has a shtick Rabbi Yishloim within him. Mam is a shtick, the neshama is a shtick rabbi, as the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, a chelik of myself, if we can say it that way, a chelik of myself is in you, is within you. So man, as long as he's alive, the Teretz says, the Rabbi Shalom is mamish within him. That's what keeps him alive. He is dovuk b'lamaylo adein soy baruch hu, v'zeh shomar. And that's what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says, in Parshas Hazinu, it says, Yaakov chevel nachloso. Simple meaning is, Yaakov, Klal Yisrael, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's portion of his possession. Chevel Nachlosik, and Nachlosik is possession. Yaakov is the real portion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything belongs, of course. But Yaakov stands out as a very much of a portion. Yaakov, meaning Klal Yisrael. Yaakov, Klal Yisrael, Chevel Nachlosik. Klal Yisrael is the real portion of his possession. So Reb Chaim says, you know what it means, Yaakov, Chevel Nachlosik. If you think about a rope, right? You imagine, you know, when somebody's trapped in a tower, you know, the old mice, and they're trapped in a tower. How did he escape? How did the mice go? Right? Somehow, somebody came, or a bird came and escaped and brought a rope, right? So he ties it down to one of the bars and able to climb down, right? So one end of the rope is up there, and the other end is down there. Right? Klal Yisrael is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a rope, which means it is a rope. Right? A rope. There's always a connection between the lower part of the rope and the, it's one rope. There's never a separation, right, between the upper and the lower, unless the rope is cut. But Yaakov is Hevel Machlosoi. They are connected to Baruch like a rope. So we always are connected to the Shayrish, no matter how low on this end of the rope. But this end of the rope is part of the other rope. It's one rope. The other chedek of the rope. So Mele Yaakov Hevel Machlosoi. It's like a rope. Rotzoloimer. The Hevel Kosher Kitseu Echel Amalo. A yid, one end of him is tied in Shemayim. Every a yid, one end of it is tied in Shemayim. Tseyechel Lamatom, the other end is down. That's what it means, Yaakov Hevel Machlosoi. The description that a yid, right, is connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's like a rope. Yeah. One end of me is always connected to Hashem. So no matter where I am down here, but there's other the other end of myself, the other end of myself is always connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Would be part of the Miyat, Mishorshoi. And of course, if a person separates himself from Mishorish, in other words, he behaves in a way that's inappropriate, then of course then the rope weakens, the connection weakens. It's like, mamish like a rope. If the rope is something, if the rope is not held strong, and the rope is abused, then of course you don't have that power. So Meli says, so Ozei Eina Chozer Kol Kach, it is not that strong, not so powerful. And the Mele, in other words, if the connection via the rope is not that strong, so all of the Ashpoyes that's supposed to come down in the Shemaim, all the Gevaldige blessings that we need, right? The Lamaisa is, we don't have the transmitter. The transmitter is a Shvaka transmitter. Because the rope that's the connection between us and Shemayim has been weakened. In order for us to be able to receive all the Agvaldi Yashpoyas from Shemayim, we have to be connected. If you're not connected, you have a pipe, right? So what happens if, Rabbi Zai, if there's a break in the pipe, then you're not able to receive what comes in from the top of the pipe, supposed to get to the bottom. Or if the pipe is clogged, for example. So a lot of things are going through the pipe, but then it gets stuck. The Hevel also, the Hevel, the connection is not strong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Memele, we become distant, we become separated, and the connection is not strong enough, so therefore we're not able to be mamshich, to be able to receive all the Ashpoyes. But afki Ashefa mushpa mitmides me'esob Baruch Hu. We're saying the Gevaldige thing. You gotta imagine, right, if you have a pipe, right, you have a pipe, so somebody is pouring, right, fresh water down the pipe, right, and somehow you're not getting it. Why not getting it? Because on your end, there happens to be dirt, refuse, stones, pebbles, right? So the pshat is, the fact that you're not getting the water does not mean that the water is not there. The water is mamish. The water is being poured in the pipe and everything, all the blessings are there. But there's something on your end that's blocking you from receiving it. Rav Chaim says that Kodesh Baruch Hu sends Hashpo all the time. So he asks, how come I'm not getting it? So he says that Kodesh Baruch Hu is not giving. No, he's giving it. You're not receiving it. So Mamela, there's certain things that we need all the time, right? We need health, and we need panel, whatever the thing we need. And it's Chazal Shalom, if we're not receiving it, so he says to him, why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu not giving it? Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving it. He gives continuously. Everything that you need, Hashem is giving you. You're just not receiving it. There's something clogged. There's something that's pushed up. There's something that allowing you to receive it. That's what Rebbe Chaim says. The Losh Rebbe Chaim is, look again. Va'avki Hashefa mushpa bitzmidis. Even though the Shefa Kodesh Baruch Hu continues to give all the Ashpoy, gives all the blessings, but if the connection to the Shayrish is weak, you're not going to be able to get it, not be able to receive it. Then that's the problem. That, by the way, the Rebbe Rabbinim of Pshischeh. Rebbe Rabbinim of Pshischeh said, we know, what does it say? Ubo Alecho, Kol HaBrochois, V'Hisigucha. Remember that pasuk? The blessing is that Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Torah promises, all the Brochois, if you do the right thing, all the brachas will come, the hisigucha will reach you. They all ask, what's the hisigucha? It says all the brachas will come. There it says that Kodesh Baruch Hu continuously he sends the brachas, brachas, brachas. But yet, sometimes, we are not able to receive it. There's a blockage, there's a mechitza there. The pipe is blocked. So, Mamele, in addition to Kodesh Baruch Hu, right, bringing the brachas, it's important the hisigucha should be able to reach you. Should be able to reach you. That's the extra words of the hisigucha. So that's in the Kudra B'chaim is pointing out. So the Mele says, Omnam Hu is the person Moinea, he's Munna, he's the person who's holding back Meredes Mato. Kodesh Baruch Hu sends Ashpoas continuously. Kodesh Baruch Hu sends Ashpoas continuously. But however, the person, being that he has disconnected himself from the Shairish, therefore he's not able to receive. So the problem is on the receiving him, not on the giving him. Hashem is continuously giving. Vida. I want you to know. Ya Torah Shishim Riba Oisius, something we mentioned many times by Shalashidas, that the Torah has Shishim Riba 600,000 Oisius. 600,000 letters in the Torah. The Haim, and that corresponds, the 600 Oisius in the Torah correspond, Kololius Nishmas Kol Yisrael Yotze Mitzrayim. You know, of course, you're going to ask yourself, in other words, there are 600,000 Nishamas, and every Nishama has an Ois in the Torah. So he asks himself a question, wait a minute, 600,000, Baruch Hashem, we have 5 million Jews, 10 million Jews, right? So where do we all have, there's not enough Oisius? The answer is, all of us are a Toitzah of the Shishim Riboy. Am Yisrael that left Mitzrayim, that's Am Yisrael. The descendants of Baruch Hashem, all the other millions, these are just extensions of the Shishim Riboy. So we basically lean on the Shishim Riboy. So all the extra numbers beyond Shishim Riboy, they're not like independent. All the others are Toitzah, these are extractions, and we are connected. In other words, we are all connected to the Shishim Riboy. So basically, to the Shishim Ribayosis correspond, he says, to the Nishmas called Yisrael, Yotze Mitzrayim. Because that's the definition of Am Yisrael. The definition of Am Yisrael is Shishim Riboy. Baruch Hashem, we have more, but we're all part, we're Niklal in the Shishim Riboy. We're a Hemshech of the Shishim Riboy. Our Shoyrish is in the Shishim Riboy. So we have 600,000 letters in the Torah, and we spoke many times, it's not a Shabbat now, where the Pnei Yeshua already asks, Mitzvah the Kedushin, Shem Kadmoyim, it's not so. That's why we don't have 600,000 letters in the Torah. It comes out a little bit more than half. 300,000 and change. And yet, this is what's accepted in Kabbalah, accepted in Mesorah, Shishim Riboy. It's many, many terutzim. It's not the focus now to discuss it. Just want to mention that. But Azoy is this. Whatever the Cheshvan is, this is the Cheshvan. The Shishim Riboy says, something you spoke a lot many times in other venues. And the Mele, he says, so it comes out like this. It comes out that every neshama of the year corresponds to an ois in the Torah. So in a funny way, the more chashiv our neshama is, the more chashiv is that ois in the Torah. It's an interesting way. We can give chashivas to the Torah HaKdoshah. And now the Torah HaKdoshah itself, in a certain sense, becomes elevated or chas v'shalom lowered. The same way that we said, say alahavdu, there's a lahavdol between malachim and the Torah, as great as malachim are. The same way we said, our behavior determines whether the malachim have an aliyah or a yerida. Our behavior also determines how choshev the Torah is, so to speak. Why? Because our neshama corresponds to the oisis ha-Torah. The more choshev that we are, the more koyach, the more kedusha we inject in our neshamas, the greater our neshamas are, the greater corresponds to that the oisis in the Torah is also more choshev. And therefore, when we say Ashloisha Devorim Ha'olam Oymed Ala Torah, what's Oymed mean? The three pillars of the world, right? Pillars hold up. The world has three pillars that hold up the world. Ha'olam Oymed. Oymed is, right? Amud. Three Amudin. It's a pillar. Now you have to understand something. If a pillar is sound and strong, it holds up pretty well. But if you have a Shvach, a pillar, you're in danger. And the Omer, if the pillar is Shvach, that's going to hold up the bridge. Right? So now, if Torah is one of the elements that holds up the world, Torah is the pillar of the world, you better make sure that it's a strong pillar. If Chas v'Shalom, the pillar is Shvach, then maybe that's why there's all this destruction on the world. We see what kind of the key moilim we have today. There's more destruction. We see what's going on. The pillar of the world has to be strong. What determines whether you have a strong pillar, whether Torah is a strong pillar? Depends on us. Depends on us. If our Shishim Riboy Nishomis, if our Shishim Nishomas are on a high level, so the Mela, we strengthen the pillar called Torah, the Shishim Riboisis in the Torah. So the Omer HaTorah, how strong will that pillar be? How much power will the Torah have to be a pillar? Depends how strong our Nishomas are. And this, Mamish, you'll see, these are the words of Reb Chaim. Uba Oskein Uba. When we are Oisik in the Torah, Oz Nischazek ha'omud hanal, then the omud becomes nischazek. That's what the Torah is talking about. The Torah is one of the, and therefore he says, "Velozek kivim." That was the kavanah. So we find the Tana b'mishnah shachazek, because now we're learning Mishnah Aleph. But the next mishnah, what does the Tana say? That oil amoymed ala Torah, right? The world stands on Torah. That world stands on Torah because Torah Rabbosai brings down. By the way, Torah is the pipe which brings down all the hashpoas. But the amud haTorah can all be as strong as the pillar is. What determines whether the pillar is strong or not? We do. Because of the Sibah, because the cause of the Torah, the Torah basically strengthens the pipe that brings down all the Sheva Shalomalo. So we're going to stop here because this continues on and on. It's very important, the quiz we have on the sheet over here, Rabbi Sai. And we'll be Mamshib as Hashem. By the way, next week will be postponed to the following week, Monday. Next Monday will be postponed to the following Monday. All right, let's take a look at the sheet. Okay, Rabbi Sai. Okay, this piece, the first piece that we have over here, is on the words of the Ruach Chaim that we just heard now. Right? Rabbi Chaim said that Vida, right, it was the first line. Vida ki atoyer shishim riboy oisiyas, vehem kololis nishmas kol Yisrael. 600,000 nishamas, 600,000 oisiyas. So there's very fascinating to the slave. Let me tell you what he says, then you'll see it inside. Rabbi Yitzchak Baditcher. Because Rabbi gave Moshe Rabbeinu a parsha by Midbar. It's called, right, Chumash HaPkudim. Called Chumash HaPkudim. It's called, in English, it's called numbers. Right? Number, with the numbers. The numbers is counting the Jews, counting the Eden. Census, right? Take the census. So Moshe Rabbeinu was given a mitzvah, Kashetziva Hashem Moshe, it says. Kashetziva Hashem Moshe, Vayif Kedem B'Midbar Sina. Moshe Rabbeinu was given a mitzvah to count the Jewish people. Jesus, like, this is a mind-boggling thing. You can understand, you know, what's called Limud HaTorah. Well, Limud HaTorah, of course, right? You open up Masechet Gittin, you learn Masechet, whatever. And Yankiv. Torah, we all know Torah. Chumash Rashi, Torah. Jesus' lady says, Ahaflo de Gazah. So the Bible told Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to count the Eden. You're going to be counting 600,000 Jews, yeah? 600,000 Eden. Each Eden, each Neshama corresponds what? To an Ois in the Torah. When you're involved in counting Eden, it's like you're learning Torah. Because every Yid is a sick Torah. Every Neshama of a Yid corresponds to an Ois in the Torah. So when you're going through all the 600,000 Jews, when you're counting them, it's like being involved with the Shishim Ribo Ois in the Torah. It's Ki'ilu Moshe Rabbeinu was learning Torah. Studying a Yid is like studying Torah. Second dose. How did Bala Musa say? He said like this, he says, sometimes you have a kasha on a Yid, right? So we're prone right away to indict him, to condemn him. So Bala Musa said this, wait till you have a Shver Rambam. You don't indict the Rambam. You don't, right? You try to pray for him. If you have a Shver Yid, you got to pray for him also. The way you're preempering a Shver Rambam, the Rambam you're preempering, you got to pray for a Yid also. Because just his life is very beautiful. Because a Yid is Shtik Torah. Right? You have a kasha on the Torah, you're praying for it, right? You have a kasha on the Torah, you can find the terrace on the Torah. Ayid is a shtik Torah. So you have a kasha on the Torah, you can find the terrace to the Torah. You have a kasha on Ayid, be down the Kav's Chus. Try to find the terrace. Look at the Kedushas Levi over here. Kashisila Hashem es Moshe, Vayiv Kedem, Bemid Bar Sinai. Now the Pasuk, again, like Hashem was Matzav and Moshe, Moshe did. The same would be the other way. But should say, Vayiv Kedem Moshe counted, Kashisila Hashem. Always the Kashisila Hashem is at the end. Moshe did this and this. Kasha Tziva Hashem. Here the Kasha Tziva Hashem is first. It's a reverse. Yeshua Dagdik asked the Kedushas Levi. Havel LeMeimer, Pashas BaMidbar. Havel LeMeimer, VaYifkedem BaMidbar Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu counted them. Kasha Tziva Hashem is Moshe. That's what he should have said. The order should be first what he did. VaYifkedem, he counted them. Kasha. Why did it say first Kasha Tziva Hashem? Venere, said the Kedushas Levi. Yeah, Hashem is Barach Nosan HaToyra LeYisrael. The Nishmas Yisrael Hem Guf HaToyra. Hear that? You won't give a Torah to Klal Yisrael. The Neshama of Yid is Guf HaToyra. There's no separation. The Neshama of Yid is Guf HaToyra. Why? Ki Yisrael Hem Shishim Riboy Oyesis LaToyra. The Rosh Hashanah of Yisrael. Break up the word Yisrael. Yesh Shishim Riboy Oyesis LaToyra. Right? The word Yisrael breaks down Rosh Hashanah. Yesh Shishim Riboy, there are 600,000 oises in the Torah. So Nimso, it comes out Yisrael Heim HaTorah. It comes out that a Yid, Klal Yisrael, these are the Torah. Ki kol echod mi Yisrael hu ois ben HaTorah. Because every Yid is an ois in the Torah. Nimso. So Mashi Pokad Moshe is Yisrael. Look what he said. So when Moshe Rabbeinu counted the Yidin, live on it's a Torah. It comes out when you're involved with Yidin. You're dealing with Yidin. He did what Rosh Baruch Hu said to do. Memelis, like he was Lomat, Hazeu HaRemes. So the pasuk wants to be meramazet. Kasher tziva Hashem is moishe. In other words, wherever it says kasher tziva Hashem, that's a mitzvah in the Torah. That's Torah. So kasher tziva Hashem, just like all mitzvahs, kasher tziva vayitkedem. Counting is no different than any other area of Torah. Kasher tziva Hashem is moishe aremes. Shetziva Torah. Asher tziva Hashem is moishe. Ubeatzmoi mashi sofres Yisrael. The counting itself, that's the sum of the shtik Torah. Counting itself, that's the sum of the shtik Torah. That's the koyach of Klal Yisrael, the nishamas of Yidden. The nishamas of Yidden, every nishama of Yidden corresponds to another ois in the Torah. So the Sefer Shem and Roish in Parshas Miketz, so he says something very, very interesting. And he says the following, he draws on that. Bo'in Yehu, ki kol echad mi Yisrael, right? Shor shoy, v'chiyusoy, hu ma'ois echad shebetorah kdoshe. Every Yid corresponds to a different ois in the Torah. Now, when Mashiach comes, we'll know which ois we are, right? So this we can only guess. Mecha os benach. Maismish. I don't know. But every year his shayrish and his chiyus come from ois and toyer. V'nafshoi dovuk u'mekusher, and his nefesh is connected, lois inyan shemeduver shom v'posu. He wants to say is that if your particular ois happens to be in the parish of Tfil, Namoshul, so maybe you're going to feel a special hargosha when you put on Tfil. That's what he wants to say. If your ois happens to be the top of Tfil, or your eyes happens to be the pay of film, or maybe if your eyes happens to be the parsha Kaddishli, which is the parsha of film, you may feel something special when you notice, Rabbi Isai, that for some unexplained reason, certain Yidden have a feeling to particular mitzvahs. That some people have a gevul, which the Rebbe Milo spoke and said that the Zman Hazeh, mitzvah tzitzis is very, very kosher. Some people, certain mitzvahs that they do with gevul gecheshik. And other mitzvahs, why is it that they have a brand to a certain mitzvah more than another mitzvah? Whether somebody has maybe the matzola, he has a brand. Somebody has Tamchei Shabbos. Somebody has a brand for Matzah Skala. Whatever it is, somebody has a brand for learning. Why some things yet? Maybe because the ois. Everybody has an ois in the Torah. The ois that you have might be connected to a certain parsha of a certain mitzvah, and that is what's driving you to be connected. So let's take a look. Okay, Mesuper is known. This is a well-known thing. This next thing, but he's touching it and explaining it. It's a known thing. Our Rav Hakadosh Merabshitz, Sechusa Yom Leinu, the Rabshitz Saru, Shekol Yemei Chayev Osek B'Mitzvah Sukkah. It's a known thing. When it was Pesach, he was learning Hilcha Sukkah. It was the day before Tisha B'Av. Not saying Tisha B'Av. Sukkah. 365 days a year, we're learning Masechta Sukkah. Why Masechta Sukkah? Why? Right? In the middle of the year, he would make something ready for Sukkot, which is 6 months away. Or maybe even 3/4 of a year away. Why? So the Pshat has to be behind it. Shenishmosa Hagdoyle, his great neshama, hoise kishura ba'ois ha'nichta v'parsha Sukkot. But that's what explained it. We saw here a tremendous kesher to the mitzvah of Sukkot. So the Pshat would be that why? Because his ois had to correspond with that mitzvah. Right? And therefore, l'chein hishtoikik l'mitzvah zu b'yoyse. L'chein motzinu b'chazal, we also find similarly b'chazal, we find that the Gemara says in Shabbos, the Gemara gives that in Shabbos over there, that we find between Tanoim Namaroim, one would ask the other, tell me, which mitzvah was your father extra careful? He would say a mitzvah. Then he asked another, in what mitzvah was your father extra careful? We see that we're talking about here Tanoim, Amaroim, we're talking about great people. That for some reason, certain mitzvahs they were Zohir Tfei. The Gemara says, Sheshualo, for example, they asked someone, Ovicho b'may nizar tfei. Which mitzvah was your father extra careful? Right? Ukemoikein, we also see, Royim, Sheyeshram anoshim hamedagdikim, be'ezem mitzvah protis b'choloyis. We see some people, when it comes to certain mitzvahs, some people are very medagdic on mezuzah. You want to make sure they have the most beautiful mezuzahs. Tzitzis, la'davke, they're looking for mehudah to get tzitzis. And yefarket also. Some people are going to go, that they want to avoid this yad, they want to make sure, you know, that even the nitputs was the shmo, you know, everything going back. And got mezuzah, Some people, an esrik. But that could be for guys, I don't want to say. That's not such a good marshal, maybe. Like a father, I think. See, mezuzah, nobody knows how expensive the cloth is. That you're doing lishma. The tefillin, nobody knows how expensive the cloth. But the esrog, maybe there could be other reasons as well. Like a father. So you see that people have a gevaldige chavivis to certain mitzvahs,
וחביבים הם אצלם יויסה משאר המצווס.
Why?
So, והכויל מפני שהם דבוקים, their nishom is connected, their ois. Their nishom is connected, ois and oisius, which is haksuvas, and the parshias, haheimor. That would explain it. So, it's very interesting. So it's suggested, the Sefer Shem Roy suggested in a different paragraph, this could be, he said, maybe not too happy to hear that, I'm not guaranteed that's true altogether, but it's a thought, it's a possibility, that maybe why some people are extra rich and some people not, maybe his ois happens in the parish, which says, when the Sati Matar Arts can be to, you're going to have all this, we're talking about all the Yashiras, right? And never the Torah talks about also the other way, Chas V'Sholom, you know? So maybe, if your ois happens to be connected, so maybe, B'Sevishtazoy Matzliya. In other words, where your ois is connected to that parsha in the Torah, maybe that has effect on your Muslim in general. Maybe, he suggests, and so on and so forth. So, Kaponim, the Shaykhs of the Nishon of Yid be connected to ois in the Torah. So, we have here a beautiful pshat, a sefer called Oitzer Ephraim. It happens to be someone who's Malakit from different places in Parsha Kedoshim. Very, very pshat. Listen. We all know that pasuk, and we know what Rabbi Kiva says. Or Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva say, "V'ha'at Rehafu Kamoicha," says Rabbi Kiva, "Zeu Klal Godel B'Torah." Simple pshat is V'ha'at Rehafu Kamoicha is a very important mitzvah. Zeu Klal Godel B'Torah. Now he doesn't add the kasha, which I'm going to just tell you. There's a same called Shemishmul, not the regular Shemishmul. There's an earlier Shemishmul. There's an earlier one, and he asked the kasha. Rabbi Kiva should have said, "V'ha'at Rehafu Kamoicha Zeu Klal Godel B'Mitzvah." In other words, it's Tariag Mitzvahs. Why we have Gemoicha? Zeh Klal Godel B'Mitzvahs. Why is Zeh Klal Godel B'Torah? His Kavanah B'Pashas is, of all the Mitzvahs, right, this is the Klal Godel and the Mitzvahs. Why does he say Zeh Klal Godel B'Torah? Should say Zeh Klal Godel B'Mitzvahs. Now he's not mentioning it at the Kashim, but the Sefer Shem Shmuel, the other Shem Shmuel, says the same part over here. This is a better print. This Sefer. Okay. Bo'inyan. What's Mishat? We have to react with Gemoicha. It's a Klal Godel B'Torah. What does that mean? It's a very beautiful pshat. V'inyan, avimashe kozva asfara magdoshim. Sefer Moreh Na'im also says it, from the Chernobler. We just had the Kedushas Levi a moment ago. That what? And we had from Reb Chaim, Ruach Chaim we had it. That the neshama of the Yid is connected and ois in the Torah. Shishim riboy neshamas, 600,000 neshamas, 600,000 oisiyas. She Yisroel noitreikun, the Rosh HaTevis, take the word Yisroel, break it down. Rosh HaTevis, Yisroel is yesh, shishim riboy. There are 60 times 10,000, right? 60 times 10,000 and 600,000. Ois of the Torah. V'chol ois mechovenes neged neshama achaz b'Yisrael. Right? It's mechovim keneged neshama v'yid. So he says a beautiful word. Rabbi, I think for a moment. If you have a Sefer Torah and there's one ois missing in the Sefer Torah, we don't read from it. Sefer Torah is possible. 600,000 Jews, Rabbi Yisrael, represent the Sefer Torah. Because the 600,000 is the Torah. If you don't love one yid, if you're disconnected one yid, you pass on the Sefer Torah of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, the Chloliyas are a Sefer Torah. 600,000 Oisiyas make up a Sefer Torah. 600,000 Yidin make up a Sefer Torah. But the Oisiyas have to be connected. If there's an Oisiyas missing in the Sefer Torah, you pass on the Sefer Torah. So it's important that each yid has an ahava to the other yid to be connected, that all the Shishim Ribay Oisiyas are connected. Vim Kain, he says, if that's the case, that Yidin correspond, right? The Yidin, the Nishamas correspond to the Torah. Mahai time, and that's good for the reason, Tzorich le'ehoi v'sabriyas, the Lishum Herdel. The Chin Tzorich le'karvan le'Torah. The Hain le'shvila Torah, shloi tipos l'chadish, and Torah should become possible. Kim Yidach me'menu nidach, because if one Yid is pushed away, by the way, if one Yid is Nebuch Fry, he's not close, Nebuch, we lost him. We have to bring him back. Because his ois is for the shleimus of the Sefer Torah, we need every yid. So that's why yidach memenu nidach os techoser chaz v'sholom gam ha'ois b'Torah. That's mechum connected his neshama. That ois is missing. So that mamish is what Rabbi Kiva is saying. V'zeh she'om Rabbi Kiva. Zeh klal godel b'Torah. To have a shleimus against Sefer Torah. Shishim ribo Yisrael make up a koy m'shleim of the Sefer Torah. Well, when is that? Well, hafla reyachu kamoifo. It's important because Zeh Klal Godel B'Torah, we should have a Shleimus against Sefer Torah. Because if you're missing one Yid, if there's a disconnect between the Yosef and the Torah, then you have Pasul, this Sefer Torah, which is called Klal Yisrael. That's a Haftar Yachar Kamoicha. So I'm just going to mention to you, I'll say the Oysen ending here, that we have from the Rugis HaBoysen, right? Because the boys in Parshas Yisroel, he says, Mamisha Merdig Ipshat. Remember by Matan Torah Parshas Yisroel. No time to go through it word for word. You can see it yourself later. Because the boys have said the following. Listen to this. By Matan Torah, Klal Yisroel, right, we're standing, and the Shemaim opens up. And they're standing and ready for Kabbalah Satoivit. The Potik says over there, Vayar, right? There's a Potik, Vayar, Vayanu, Vayamdu Marokhik. They said, they even saw what's taking place. Vayanu, like the shock of, like, with a frightening scene. And he stood at a distance. Okay? Vayar, Vayanu, Vayamdu Marokhik. Listen to this pshat. The Yidin Rabbi Isai, and the comment we made a moment ago. Do I know which choice I am? I don't know which choice I am. Twice-ish. Which the Boisim says that Bishas Matan Torah, Kriyat Baruch Hu opened up and they saw the Torah was written, Eish Chayre, right? Which is we find, Al Gabe Eish Levona. Like we have the black oasis on white cloth. The Torah Gdoisha that Kriyat Baruch Hu is ready to give us, the Torah is written spiritually as well. They saw the oasis at Torah. Every Yid at that point by Matan Torah, at that time every Yid knew he saw which oasis he was. And he also saw the formation. How in Shemayim he saw the Torah in Shemayim, when it was opened up, they saw the formation, which letters come first, which letters come second. So he says, imagine if I knew that my ois is ois base. Let's tell you my ois is abrasious. Right? So what did I do? My chaver, or somebody who had the resh, I stood next to him, base resh. Another yid whose ois was ois aleph was next to him. Another yid whose ois was eshin, gracious, then borrow. In other words, all the Yidden who knew their oisius, they stood in line in formation to make up oisius at Torah. My oisius base, I stood next to somebody who has a resh, so base resh. So stood next to one who had an aleph, next to that shim. So Klal Yisrael were positioned, Shishim Ribo Yisrael, were positioned that they basically made up the entire oisius at Torah in proper order. By Yar Yisrael, the Yidden saw what are the proper arrangement of the oisis atoyrah. Well, you knew, so now they made musical chairs, they moved around. Vayam do Morochek, and they stood opposite what they saw on top. The Klal Yisrael stood at Matan Torah in the formation of the oisis that they saw in Shemayim. That's what it means, Vayanu. What do you mean? They moved around. So Ozgimish. Oh, I need a base. Hey, come over here. I need a sheen. Hey, it's a sheen. Come over here. Well, whatever. Now I need a pay. You know, come on. Vayar, they saw. They saw the formation of the letters in Shemayim, right? Bayanu, and then they moved, Bayamdu, and they stood in the same way that was what the board showed up there in Shemayim. Whatever they saw, that's the way they positioned themselves. So one more, Rabbi Isai, turn the sheet on the side, and include this.